I'm still an ambitious enough pastor that once a year I preach a sermon where I try and encourage us to never use a certain word again. Last year it was the word normal, with which we beat up others and ourselves. This year it's the word just as an adverb. When we just pray, or when we just wish people would listen to us differently, or we just wish our kid would whatever. And if you want to hear more about that, you can listen to the sermon. I'm sure you can figure it out on the interwebs. What I want to cover with 5 more minutes today, which is a podcast, by the way, of the church, for those that wish that the sermon had been 5 minutes longer, I want to flip it. The one who is being asked, whether it's they're being just asked or being asked, I want us to remember that it is a risk to ask to be loved differently, and it is an honor when a story is shared with us. And much of the time, especially with our closest neighbors, if you've been roommates with someone for more than 3 or 6 months, if you have children, if you're married, I think all of us with our parents would say they start to tell us any number of stories, and we know what they're going to say. We know the details. We know the timeline. We know the punchline. But here's the thing. We actually don't. We actually don't know the story. If we're paying close attention, we'll notice that they're probably including different details than the last time, or they're emphasizing something. But even if that's not the case, even if you and I know the story, word for word, they're telling us because of how much the story matters. And no matter how well we have listened or assimilated the details of the story, we don't know how it feels to them. We don't know how much that story matters to them. And the same thing applies when someone asks us to listen differently or drive differently or put the dishes away differently or speak differently. Now, this is all tips and techniques. Relational tips and techniques, which is not really my bag or the point of this podcast. Well, for a follower of Jesus, it is good for us to remember that we do not love because we are loved well. We do not love our roommate because we want them to love us back, though we do want them to love us back. We don't love our children well so that their behavior will be modified, though it often needs some modification. We do not love our spouses well so that they will love us back, though we desire love from them and to do well to express to them how they can do that. We do not love our parents well so that they will treat us a certain way. We love them well to the extent that we are grasped by the love of God given to us in Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so the actual application is not right. It's a risk and an honor. On a note card and put it on your dashboard. First of all, that might be dangerous. And second of all, remembering that is important, but powerless unless we're remembering it after we're grasped by the love of God and the promise that He loves us because He is He and we are us. And because of the work of Christ, we're reconciled to Him and we have the Holy Spirit. And so the application is to stop the podcast right now or as soon as it's done, say, Holy Spirit, help me remember it's a risk and an honor to be asked to love differently or to be told a story. And in that moment, what the Holy Spirit is doing, hopefully, is helping us remember, but also reminding us of our bottom line. Our bottom line is not that we learn to love well so that others will love us well. The bottom line is we learn to love well because we have been so well loved by God, who sent His Son Jesus and left us the Holy Spirit. So the tip and technique, the anecdote, is that when people ask us to love them differently, it's a risk. When people tell us a story, it's an honor, even if we know the details. And for a Christian, this is an opportunity to love well because we have been so well loved. Holy Spirit, help us to remember it's a risk. When neighbors ask us to love them differently, help us to remember that it's an honor when people share our stories. I have a 9 and an 11-year-old, and they're both going to challenge me with this afternoon. Holy Spirit, help me remember that it's a risk and an honor. That's it for 5 more minutes this week. Happy New Year.